HarperCollins presents The Little Christmas Kitchen by Jenny Oliver. Read by Stephanie Racine. Chapter 1. Ella. Before Ella had checked her emails, the morning had been like any other. The air conditioner was broken and whirring too loudly. The boardroom air smelt of aftershave and strong coffee. Big, bushy garlands of tinsel were looped along the wall. Baubles hung in bunches like grapes on the windows, and a white fake Christmas tree with glittered branches twinkled in the corner. Ella was trying not to look at the new accounts assistant, Katya, who was shambling through a dreadful presentation and would soon be out of a job by the look of disdain on their boss Adrian's face. Ella had wanted to jump up and help her out, do anything to stop the blotches of red flushing the poor girl's cheeks. But instead, she'd seen a new message pop up on her iPad and had surreptitiously drawn the tablet down under the lip of the boardroom table so she could read it. She'd presumed it would be from Max, finalising details of their anniversary dinner that evening at Claridge's. As she opened her inbox, she allowed herself a quick admire of the diamond bracelet on her wrist that he'd given her that morning. Rolling her eyes at the memory of him saying, "Wow, that's nice," as she opened the box. As they tended to buy their own presents nowadays, it was the first time he'd seen it. She clicked on the email. From Gerald Austin to Ella Davenport. Subject: "I just thought you should know." Ella heard Adrian's voice in the background. "This is all very well, but we've seen it before, and if I've seen it, they've seen it. Come on, people, we need a bit more blue sky thinking, a bit more oomph. It's Christmas, for crying out loud. Wow them with a bit of sparkle. Ella, can you take charge of this one?" He paused. "Ella, are you with us?" Ella wasn't with them at all. Her eyes were focused on her iPad as her beautifully ordered life cracked down the centre and her stomach tightened like she'd forgotten how to exhale. "Your partner is having an affair with my wife. Photo attached confirms. Suggest you get yourself a good lawyer. I'm going to annihilate her in court." Chapter 2. Maddie. "I told Mum about the possibility of going to London, and she just said no, said I wouldn't be able to handle it. I think I'd be okay, though, don't you? Don't you think I'd be okay?" Maddie wiped her oily hands on the old rag hanging out of her jeans pocket, and then took the hand Dimitri was offering to haul herself out of the boat and up onto the jetty. "Maddie," he said, bending down to pick up the board of his windsurfer, the sail already propped up by the side of the taverna. "You're 24. Don't you think it's about time you just went anyway?" He was about to say more, probably to really make the fact that she should grow up and take charge of her own life hit home, but he got distracted by a scratch on his board. "Shit! When did that happen? It's those kids, isn't it? Oi! You lot!" he shouted at the gaggle of little kids who were messing around at the end of the jetty, dangling bits of rope into the sea with worms on hooks to try and catch the millions of silver fish that darted around the wooden posts. They looked up all big-eyed and terrified when Dimitri yelled, "Did you mess with my board?" "No, Dimitri," they all chorused in unison, faces pale and perfectly innocent. He glared at them for a second, 6 foot with big, broad shoulders, black shaggy hair and at least 3 days' stubble. He knew he could terrify them. "Don't." Maddie bashed him on the arm. "They're only little." "They've messed with my board. Look at it."
"You're mean. Stop being mean to them. Look at them."
She turned to wave in their direction, all four kids huddled together, their fishing rods clutched in their hands, their cheeks pink, waiting for their telling off. Dimitri sighed.
"You stay away from my board, yes?"
"Yes, Dimitri."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?